Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guests will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, and so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned, let's get started.
Hello everyone, good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy Tuesday to everyone. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend, and it's already Tuesday. And I'm sure, like everybody else, by the time you get to Wednesday, you're looking forward to the weekend again. But welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. And you all know this show, again, is taking things from your mind and actually doing it. Because we all know that having an idea without executing, it's just a simple thought. Okay? So my guest this evening is going to be telling you how she did it. And just like myself, and you'll hear the introduction, I took one simple idea and turned it into a product, and here I am, I'm living my dream. Love beauty, I love fashion, and just like my guests, they're not into beauty or fashion, but they'll tell you exactly how they did it. And Shashina Giz is my guest this evening. She has been on my show. This is the third time that she has been on our show. Before Mind Over Actuality, we had Lipstick Girls, and then you know, we changed that, and then we continued on to other shows, and Shashina has been an amazing guest, always inspiring, always giving nuggets to everyone, and she has an amazing story. I don't think she shared that story on our previous broadcast, and so I'm hoping this evening, knowing that this show is geared towards your passion, changing what is it that you want to do into recognizing your gifts and your talents. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Shashina Gibbs to our show this evening. Hello, Shashina.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Welcome, 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 my forever returning guest. I think the call has dropped. Just waiting for her. She probably touched something. So we'll just wait for her to call back in. She was on. I guess she just got dropped. Okay, here she is calling back in.
Back.
Back. You're back. Yes, I'm like, you came in and then you're gone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very good.
That's okay.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for coming on again. This is like, what, the third or fourth time? We had
I think this is number four.
Yes, because the last time I believe we had a round table, girl power talk. I think that's the last one that we did. And as always, it's always amazing. But I want to get right into it because we only have an hour. And what I find is as soon as we start, it's like we just finish. And so we have a lot to talk about. And we have a lot to talk about. Yes, we have a lot to talk about. And I know there are some things, you have done so many other things since the last show. I think the last time our show, Lipstick Girl, was in 2014. And so there's so many things that took place, and I just want you to keep our guests up to date about what has been taking place in your life, what's new, what's, you know, so we want to know that. So tell us who you are. Tell us about who Shashina is. So those of you who don't know who Shashina is, tell them who you are, Shashina.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. I am Shashina Gibbs, of course. She just told you that, and I am like a regular on Marie's show. I'm also a client. I don't wear a lot of makeup, and she chose the right perfect makeup from me just looking at a picture online.
Yes.
So I am a longtime customer. It's been past due for me to re-up my products, but I am a customer, and I always, anytime I wear her products, I'm telling you, I let everybody know where I got it from, everything.
Thank you.
I tag her. I just show it. I let them know where I got it from. I am a big supporter of her products, Taj Cosmetics. So I just wanted to put that out there. And then, just know, we met online, and we have not to this day met face-to-face. I love this woman.
Wow.
We met online. You know, and I do what I can to support her mission, her movement, and I will continue doing so. She's always been real with me, and I'm going to continue supporting. So I recommend, if you're listening to the show, check out her products, Taj Cosmetics. Okay. Well, about Shashina, one of the things is that I don't wear a lot of makeup, so I have to put that out there. But I am a business strategist for ShashinaGives.com. I am also the founder of Real Sisters Rising Women Business Association, and that website is RealSistersRising.com. I'm a single mom of two daughters living in New York, and I started my business a long time ago, but we actually really got honed in what I wanted to do in 2003 when we started out as a Yahoo group, and you know, one thing led to another, and I became a registered business. And it wasn't done purposely. What I didn't know at that time is that I wanted a business, but I just wasn't sure what business, because I knew how to do so many things, you know, like most entrepreneurs, you don't have one skill, and you don't love just one skill that you have. So it's like,
right,
you know so much, and you just want to do it all. So my mission was, at that time, was to figure out how can I do all of that, but in a more structured way.
Mm-hmm.
And
over time, you learn, right? Over time.
Started.
Over time, I learned
how to become better at mentors, I had more training. See, I had the skills naturally, but I had to build upon the skills by learning and dealing, you know, working with mentors and people who were experts in those particular areas. And I had to practice those skills. Like, I knew how to do hair. Like, I'm great at doing hair, but I don't
like
doing it no more. But at the time, I loved doing hair. And I used to look for new hairstyles, and I used to get the books and learn how to braid better than I did. You know, you always want to become better at your craft, even though it's something
mm-hmm.
that comes naturally. You always want to better, because in our days, in anybody's days, things are always changing. And you, in
mm-hmm.
order for you to continue changing lives, making money, and serving, you have to stay on top of the changes.
Exactly.
So. And you got to surround yourself around the people who can help you stay on
mm-hmm.
top of those changes.
And with our
world now, you don't have to be physically in somebody's presence to be around them. You can be on conference calls and you Skype and on the internet. But people watch who you associate with online. So when you're working on building, becoming a better expert in whatever industry you are, even if it's not business, it could be, you could be a community activist, or you could just be whatever it is, stay-at-home mom, whatever it is, and you working to build on top of that. And the people who you associate with, and say on Facebook, I'm on Facebook all the time, and the people I communicate the most with, people are watching me.
Yes.
So if they're watching who I'm associated with, they're making decisions if they want to spend money with me, you know, or they just want to associate with me. So people watch you. But you want to associate with your people. You want to associate yourself with people that's going to help you grow. And that's why I love being around, associated with Marie, for those of you who are listening, because since I've known her, she continued to elevate. She continued. When we first connected and she had the radio show, Taj Cosmetics wasn't what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of stuff still in the making. She didn't have all the products. She had some products. She didn't have all the products. And she continues to grow and add on to what she's doing. And in the background, what you don't see is her, myself, and a lot of other experts getting more education, learning more stuff,
yes,
going to conferences, you know, doing the work behind the scenes. And so that's what I had to do in all this time, you know, some of the things I don't always talk about in interviews, and I'm quite sure probably Marie probably was talking about this, I don't say it a lot, but when I started my organization, I was in a shelter. I was in a homeless shelter when I first started.
That's what I wanted you to share. That's what I wanted you to talk about. But I want you to hold on to that a little bit, because when I read that, I'm like, oh my God, she never shared that with me before. And I really want you to touch on that, and I'm going to give you a good length of time to talk about that, because so many people believe that because they're in certain situation, they are waiting for the right time to start. And I keep saying to people, there is never a right time to start. The time to start is now. And I love how you shared about be careful who you're associating yourself with on your social media, because I see a lot of times, and I hear it all the time, people bash social media and yada yada yada, and they go on, and I'm like, social media is one of the best thing that happened to me, and the reason why it is because I know how to use it. You see, on my page, on my social media page, I only have business entrepreneur people on my page. I only have, there are two people on my page that are not in my, I would say, in, you know, in business, and those are two of my old friends from school. And I already told, I tell them what the rules are on my business page, and it's been like 5 years since they've been on my page, and they have abide by all the rules. And I just want to share something that happened just last week. I was on someone's scope. I'm not going to be calling name, and I'm not going to be giving any further information, but I'm just going to be sharing how important it is. And I was on someone's scope, and they were scoping about beauty, because I really love to, that really gets to me when people start talking about beauty and style and fashion. And Shashina, you can see me on Facebook when it's the Oscars or anything like that. I'm always posting about what's wearing, you know, what I like, the styles and all of that. And so
yeah,
this individual... Yeah, so this individual was on the scope, and I asked a question, and someone from the scope responded to me directly, and I said, well, okay, where do I get this information? And he started communicating with me there, and then, you know, he got off the scope, and so what I did, I went on Facebook, and I looked up his name. And I looked at who he was, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I messaged him to say, you know, oh, I didn't get to, you know, ask you certain questions when you were on the scope. And that man messaged me back and forth, answered every question that I asked. And to my surprise, he is one of the top makeup artists. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, celebrity, one of the top beauty shows that have been going on, and we are friends now on Facebook, you know. And I'm saying to myself, this is why it's important that you keep your Facebook page in a way that way, because people are going to be looking at your friends, they're going to be looking at your association or you associated with, they're going to click, because I do it before. If you don't have 10 people in common with me on Facebook, I don't accept your friendship. If you're just, if I just make a comment and you look, and because I made the comment and you look at who I am, and then you come and try to friend me, and you only have one person, you know, that you're associated with, which is the person that I'm commenting to, I'm not going to accept your friendship. We have to have something in common. So I love how you put that out there, because I stress it so many times that Facebook, it depends on what you're using it for. If you're using it for your family and friends to share pictures all over the world, then that's you. You and I use it for business. And I've never looked at your page and see anything that was derogatory, that was not business-like. You're always encouraging on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You remain true to who you are. And I think that's why we continue for the past, what, 6-7 years. In this, in this aligning ourselves.
We need an anniversary celebration.
I think this
I wanted to say also, even like with the Facebook and Instagram and all that, even if you're not in business and say you're looking for a job or something, and you know if something on your page is ratchet, you know, or not even say ratchet, just inappropriate, say for an employer. To see, you know. So I would just say create a new page with your whole name and your real name, because employers now, they check your face. They look for you. They Google you now. So even if you're not an entrepreneur and you just look for a job or go to school, applying for schools, you're applying for loans, these people Google you now. So you have to watch what you put on your page. So my recommendation, even though this is totally off what we're doing here, my recommendation for you is if you're going to have a page and, you know, you saying stuff or doing pictures of you in the clubs and all that, put that page as your middle name or a nickname and then create a professional page that you would, with your real name, that you wouldn't mind employers or anybody to find you, and keep that page about. So if you're going for a job about fashion, let that page be about the latest articles or that the celebrities are wearing or something. You know, just keep it relevant to what you're striving for, because that can be your downfall, no matter business or non-business. It can be your downfall. I just wanted to say that because we were talking about social media.
Well, I mean, it's important because that's how we got connected, right? It is very important that we keep it. And as a matter of fact, you shouldn't be putting anything online that was not, that's derogatory and does not represent, you know, it can be anybody. It doesn't have to be an employer. It can be your kids. It can be a family member. It can be anything. And I think for one of the reasons that I learned from LaShonda Henry, why you need to keep your Facebook page aside from family and aside from everything, you can post a picture. Say, for instance, you post a picture when you were 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of your family members could come on and put something very ratchet on that post. And before you realize that person commented, every single person on your Facebook page already see it. So even if you remove it, that information about you is already out there. So that's one of the things that I tell every single person that I come in contact with who is, you know, a part of it. Even last Thursday, I met with someone, and that's one of the things that I stress is make sure that your information on your Facebook page is, it reflects who you are. And so that's something that is also a part of your growth. That's also something a part of who you are when you're in business. So, so we're going to move on.
Absolutely.
And we're going to move on. I want to know, before we take a break in about the next maybe 10 minutes, I want you to tell me, what are I don't want you to touch that topic yet, because I'm really inspired by that. I'm really inspired about that part of your story. But I'm going to do a backflip here. I want you to share with our listeners and even to myself, what are your challenges? I know you have your daughter that's in school and she's also doing well. And I know you're a single mother like myself, which I guess maybe that's why we're so connected, is because we understand the struggle and all of that. But what are your challenges in, you know, running a business, you know, your personal life, your family? What challenges that you see out there? Because sometimes this information, there's someone that's listening who is in the same position that want to get out, that want to do it, but don't know how to do it because they're in the same situation that you and I was in it. I mean, my kids are grown now, but you still have younger daughter. But what are the challenges that you face with business, family, and personal life?
Well, that is one of my challenges, that I have my younger daughter, even though she's not a baby anymore. It's not that convenient for me to just get up and go out of state. You know, she's a young teenager. She's still at the beginning of the teenage phase. So even more so, I need to be around, you know. So it's not like I can say, oh, she's a teenager, I can go overnight someplace. This is the time mommy needs to be around. That's how I see it. Because I have a 24-year-old. So I've been there. So I already know the different phases of what's going on. Like, you got to pay attention to these kids, right? So that is a challenge I face, far as, because I don't have, say, the husband in the house to say, okay, you stay with the kids, I got to go over here to, you know, Chicago, to Canada to go take care of some business. So what I have done is I have to work around her school schedule. Like, she's out this week for school. So if I had any arrangements to go out of town, I know I can take her with me if I had those arrangements. So I, you know, at the beginning of school, they give the school calendar. Well, now you could go online and get the whole year calendar. So I try to fit my schedule around her schedule. You know, even now, like being locally, if there's school performances and different things, because she's very active in a lot of things, I have to look at what's going on with her first. Mm-hmm. Then I'll set my stuff up. And with all the things that there's automation now, all the systems and the softwares and apps they have available, if I know I have to be gone for the day, I know ahead of time, in most cases, that so I can schedule certain posts to go out, certain things to be set in place. So when I send these posts out and somebody click a link, and when they click the link, everything is automated. I don't need to do anything. Everything is already set up, you know. Mm-hmm. So these are things I put in place that I am so very grateful to these software developers for creating these things.
Yes.
They created solutions to our problems, especially single parents who are working. I don't work a full-time job. My business is my full-time. I do business full-time. I've been doing my business full-time since 2009 and raising my kids and my two puppies. Well, they're not puppies anymore. They're grown, and they act just like kids, I tell you. And that's another challenge. The fact that I took on dogs, you know, some people are like, oh, they're just dogs. But guess what? These dogs can't be left alone too long. So, therefore, when I leave out, I need a dog sitter, too.
Right.
You know, so that's something else I put on my plate, and I didn't know at the time the challenge facing with dealing with that. But, yeah, I know now that if I leave out for a day or two, I need a dog sitter. Other challenges that I deal with, it's, like, no longer challenges anymore. Like, just dealing with fear of being successful.
Wow.
I didn't, when I first started business, I had a logo, and I put my logo in front of everything, and nobody see my face. We was in Yahoo groups, and when I went to events, I would stay quiet. They didn't know it was me for a long time. People didn't know it was me. And then when I started going out more, matter of fact, I hired my sister to be the face and the president. But my sister would never show up to anything.
Wow,
so I got
that's
frustrated.
That's interesting.
And
that
I
you
fired
said.
Her.
You fired your sister?
Yes, and she went to work and told everybody. She said, my sister fired me. They said, what did she do? She said, nothing. I said, that's why I fired you.
Right.
You know,
but that's
so
interesting. That's interesting that you just said that. Did you just say that now fear kicks in because the fear of being successful?
Yes, it was. Because you know what happens? When you become successful, not just successful, it was the fear of people knowing it was me being successful.
You know,
because I was always quiet.
So do you believe that? So do you believe that if they associated your name, your face with the brand, that you wouldn't get to where you are now?
I didn't even think of it like that then. I just felt like people
so
that I knew growing up, the people around me. One, I felt like people in my neighborhood was going to rob me. They're going to say, you know, because I've seen it, you know. So this is the thing that I had. Thought that when I was starting a business, I was like, oh, they may think I'm rich before I'm rich, and they're going to rob me, right? But then it was the fear of friends and family. They're going to automatically say, oh, she thinks she all that. She's new. She's changing. You know, I was basing it off of things that I was seeing on TV, things I was seeing from other people dealing with, and I just didn't want to deal with that. So I say, you know, there are people who are successful beyond belief, and nobody know who they are. So I'm going to be that person. I'm going to stay behind the scenes.
So,
my business is not meant for that, though.
So what made you, to what point did you get to for you to say, you know what, I'm going to be the face of my brand? Because one of the things that I realized is that my brand is me, so I have to make sure. Because I'll tell you what happened. I remember I walked into a store one day. It was me and my mom, and I had a conversation with the owner of the store. It was snowing. Either snowing or raining, but something was going on outside. I don't remember what time of the year it was. And there was a woman standing right there. And the moment I said to the owner of the store that, you know, I have my own line of cosmetic, she looked me from head to toe. Like she literally did a full scan of who I was. And that was when I kind of, you know, wow, you know. She literally looked me from head to toes. And so, you know, and it's not that I realized then, but it's a confirmation that people now associate your brand with who you are. And also, your story behind your brand, your story behind who you are, you know. Go ahead.
What I had done, like, remember when I said I fired my sister, right? So
right,
there was
right.
events and different things that I had already scheduled, but I had scheduled for my sister to attend, that I had to show up for. And
right.
I have business cards, and I would pass people my business cards, right? So I remember this guy, he looked at my card, and he looked at my name, and he looked up at me, and he looked at my card. He said, "You Shashina. You're the E-Blast queen." I said, "Huh? No, I'm not. I'm Shashina, but I'm not the E-Blast queen." Because at the time, what I do now, I was sharing stuff all the time. In the Yahoo group, somebody would send a message or, you know, sharing information, I'll reshare it. Anything about business, I'll share it. So that people thought I was getting paid to do that. So he's like, "Oh, you're the E-Blast queen." And then this was actually at a conference that I was being honored at. So everybody started seeing my cards and putting everything together and was like, "It's you, it's you." And everywhere I go, everybody was saying, "It's you." So I was like, "Oh, wow." But then what also happened was more people was joining my organization.
Right.
So then at the time, I was associated with network marketing and direct sales. So in doing those two businesses that I was in at the time, I was getting professional development and learning about the brand. Even though, and this is the funny thing is, you know, I don't wear makeup, right? But I was selling Avon, and I paid like $250 to be a certified makeup beauty advisor. So I had to do a makeup class, and I had to learn how to place makeup. I had to learn about the skin, the tissues, and everything about makeup and the skin, and do makeovers, right? So with doing that, I learned about, you have to be your brand. You have to, when you walk out and you talk about your business, people will look you up and down.
Right.
So it's like, if I say I'm a plumber and I got on a suit, people are going to, you know, it's not that they're going to frown upon you, but they're not going to expect you to say you're a plumber. So if I say I'm a business owner and I have on a suit, I match my brand. If I walk, say I'm a business owner, a business coach, and I have on a plumber suit, it doesn't match my brand. You know, but nowadays, with Mark Zuckerberg and a couple of other people in the game, and especially music industry leaders, they walk around with Tims and sneakers and jeans and T-shirts, you know, and baseball caps and all this stuff, and they millionaires. So they kind of changed the game, but you still have to have a certain – you have to match your brand. And
right.
Even if you don't wear suits or you wear sweats and Tims and stuff, what comes out your mouth and your posture – has to match your brand.
What I find that I do a lot now is when I'm going to meetings or I'm going to wear, I wear my attached T-shirt to represent who I am, because I am not going to get into the YouTube makeup that everyone is doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember before I left my job that, you know, I would have a girlfriend who would tell me, "Oh, why aren't you wearing, you know, all your makeup?" And I have to tell her, I'm not my, when I'm going to work, I'm going to other people's work. I'm not, I'm not selling my brand at work. You have to respect where your food is coming from, right? Because you're still working. So I find now, you know, I do just the basic, you know, my foundation, my eyeshadow, you know, just the basic. I'm not doing the drawing on of the eye line, you know, which everybody I think would want the representation of who I am to be. But I really like what you just said because it brought me back to when I first started, and I remember my hairdresser said to me, I shouldn't put myself, when I'm doing my business card, I shouldn't put manager on it, owner. And I'm thinking, it's mine. You know, it's mine. I'm going to be proud of who I am and what I'm achieving and what I'm doing here. So I'm not going to put anything over my brand, or I am my brand, you know, so
right.
I had to change that immediately. But I am so glad that you changed that, because you have worked so hard. And I've accomplished so much. And I think when you have to be that face, you have to show it, because when you tell your story, which is what I'm going to get into right now after we go to commercial and come back, I want you to share with our guests how you literally started. So I'm gonna go into commercial for maybe about a minute or two, and I'll come right back to you.
Okay. Okay.
Talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. Don't need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me. The labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family. Fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring. Gonna give my everything. All I had to take the win. Fighting to the very end.
We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die. We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die.
Now picture your life the way that it was meant to be. You don't have to force it. Life comes at you naturally. Anything you dream of, I promise you that it could be. If you just take the minutes, hours of hard work, I guarantee you will be successful. They will try to catch you to know of them. The dust you're kicking up, they lose your trail. Gonna hear the loud bell ring. Gotta get your everything. All you had to take to win. Fight until the very end.
Until we die, we're fighting to survive, fight to stay alive, we fight until we die, we strive, we fight until we die, we won't let you take us alive, we won't let you take us alive, keep fighting, keep fighting, we won't let you take us alive. We won't let you take us alive. Keep fighting, keep fighting.
Yes, keep fighting. I love that song by Deborah Jai. She's going to be on our show very soon. I love it. I love it. I love when I play songs and music to the people that I know that we have associated with, and they give us the approval to play their music. So Deborah Jai, thank you for that song. Thank you. That's what we're all doing. We're fighting. We're fighting. We're fighting to get it because we're so hungry for it. But I want, before this show is up, I want Shashina to tell us how she started, where she was at the time when she started. And I'm going to let she share this amazing story with you guys.
Hey. So, yeah, thank you again for having me on the show. Hello to everyone who's just joining in. And, yeah, I'm going to share how I got started open and starting Real Sisters Rise and Women Business Association. And, you know, when I had the idea to start in a business, it was scrambled. Like, I didn't have an idea. I knew I wanted to have a business. I knew I wanted to use the skills and the talents that I had without training, that I just was born with these gifts. But I didn't know how to go about it. But I was in the shelter, and I had a computer. I was online. I was doing graphic designs at the time when I first started. I was doing what you call it, desktop publishing. I would manipulate photos for the residents there at the shelter. And then I was working as a part-time childcare provider inside of a daycare center. And I was also have my daughter. We was living in Brooklyn, and we were traveling back and forth to the Bronx every morning. And that was about an hour and a half every morning. I would have to take one daughter to the babysitter, one daughter to school, and then I would go to work every morning. It was like clockwork. I worked part-time. Once we got back to the residence, the shelter, about 8, 9 o'clock at night, I would get on my computer, because by then the kids ate and everything, homework is done. I would get on my computer, and I would do, like, research and do different things, and I was making money from the computer. At the time, people weren't talking about intellectual property. People weren't really talking about membership programs. People wasn't talking about none of this stuff, right, at that time. And I was teaching people how to use the Yahoo groups. At this time, I didn't really legally start the business, the association, the network. I started it in the Yahoo group. So I started the Yahoo group so I can get information. But as I was getting the information, I was sharing it in the Yahoo group. And the Yahoo group was called Sisters in Home Business. And it was women from across the world, all across the world, not just the United States, joining the group. And I used to ask them, you know, what attracts them to the group? And it was because it was Sisters in Home Business. And, you know, they were women. They would have a home business, and they were trying to figure things out just like I was. But the way I positioned things, because I was the one sharing information, I positioned myself as an expert.
Okay.
That went on for a couple of years. While I was in the shelter, the staff in the shelter knew what I was doing. So they used to help me. They kept my computer updated. They made sure I had paper in my printer. I had the latest software. If I needed any clients, they wanted me to do trainings there, but because I was a resident of the shelter, it was a conflict of interest. Like, they was really involved in helping me go to the next level with the business, which besides the members, I had some members who were, like, they was so supportive of the mission and movement, and they seen what I was doing. They encouraged me to, like, get a website. I didn't even have no website. Women were just, I mean, I don't even know what was going on. I didn't have the logo. I just had the name. So people were joining the group. And then once I was situated, I had days off, I went to this organization called, it's closed now. It's a nonprofit organization that helps women start their businesses, right? It was called Women Small Business Resource Center for Women. And the lady talked to me. It's like, oh, you want to start a women's group? I said, no, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. It sounds like I got to manage women. I'm not doing that because women, we catty, we talk, we gossipy. I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, moving 14 years later, I have a women's business association with women all across the world. But I started
in the shelter.
Computer.
How long did you stay in the shelter for?
I was in a shelter for 11 months.
Okay.
Yes. And I would honestly say this shelter was not a bad shelter at all. They were amazing. The support was amazing. Everything about it was clean. It was an apartment building. I had parquet floors. The floors were like shiny. I didn't even want nobody to touch my floors. It was really nice shelter, and the staff was supportive. They gave me suits, and they gave me purple suits. You know, they was really helpful. It's like, oh, you're going to a conference, you're going to a networking event. They gave me suits. You know, it was just like they really were supportive, and they had a lot to do with me wanting to continue with what I was doing because they were supportive. You know, I hear so many stories about people in shelters and stuff. I hear so many stories about women can't do things because of their situation. I mean, if your reason why is big enough, I mean, it's going to be struggles. It's going to be a lot of struggles. And I say those struggles are really a test to see if you really want it.
And you know, and it's anything that you're going to do. And I say this, listeners, listen. This is Shashina saying to you all that she started in a shelter. She started in a shelter with two kids as a single mother. That's when she started. She started at that point. She didn't wait until she got that job, live in this beautiful apartment, buy a car, and establish herself before she starts. She started where she was. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show, that your time to start is now. And I don't know how to drive that home to people. You got to start now. I started where I was. I knew I had a product. I knew I had a vision. I knew I had a dream. I knew I wanted to be someone. I wanted to get to a point where my kids later on in life can sit down and say, you know what, my mom did this. I want them to see my legacy. I want them to understand. And they see it. They see mm-hmm. the hard work, and they know the hard work. And so when I read that story about you, and I know maybe at the time the radio show did not allow us, because now it's about, this show is it is about what we're doing right now is mind over actuality. And when we say mind over actuality, a lot of people keep saying, you know, I have it in mind to do this. And I did have it in mind mm-hmm. to do this, but they never did it. So, you know, keeping it in your mind and then actually going out there and do the work. This is
and
what
this
show is
about. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to make
but
mistakes
you're going
because
to make
you're
going
mistakes. To make mistakes.
You're going to make
mistakes. A lot of people worried about that. Don't worry about that. You're gonna let me tell you how I've been saying this to myself because I heard this saying recently. Even though I've been knowing it, I just haven't like personally kept saying it or just like made it part of what I'm doing. You gotta fail your way to success. I mean, if you read Oprah's story, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and McDonald's, you read all these people's stories, you see it wasn't like everything they did turned to gold. They failed their way to success, and you fail, you go back to the blueprint, and you figure out what you did wrong. And just know where you at right now, whether it's a shelter, living in somebody else's house, living from house to house, or just living in a crowded house, whatever your situation is, that's not the reason for you not to do it. Find a way to do it. You could go to the library, sit at the library and go write, read, plan it out. People are now, it's like, what you call it, the virtual office spaces everywhere now. Like you can rent
everywhere.
Space out. You know,
everywhere.
They have something that you can sit in the, they call it like a community area where you can just do it for free. You could go in there for free. You just don't have like a secluded office. So you can go there and sit and to run your business for free. You know, you don't have to, you know, just to say, I can't do this. I'm working this. Let me tell you something. If you couldn't work a 9-to-5, you can't do a 24/7. Being an entrepreneur is 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm going to tell you why. It's not that you actually doing the work. Your mind, an entrepreneur's mind, is going 24 hours a day.
Always going. Always thinking of the next thing.
Yeah, your best ideas come between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. So you're always on entrepreneur duty. So don't give up. Don't pause. Don't stop. If you want to do something, figure it out, go do it. Or maybe sometimes some people will tell you, go do it, then figure it out. It depends on the type of personality, the type of person you are.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is when you have that drive and you have that desire to do something, just go do it. You don't have to go mm-hmm. to someone and get their approval. You don't have to get the approval from anybody. As long as you have the desire to do it, go out there, step out in faith and do it. Just do it. Steve Harvey have this thing that he says, jump. The parachute will open. It will open. Right? So my thing is get up and do it. Get up and do it. There's no specific time to do it. Find a way. Ask your, you know, if it's something that you if it's something that, like you put it, the plumber, you want to be a plumber, associate with yourself with someone that's in that field. Gain some knowledge from them. Find out how they did it and how they started. You know, you don't have to go up there and tell them, oh, you know, I want to become a plumber. Just ask them questions. And it's important that we align ourselves with people that are greater. Because oh my God, the show is coming up to an end. But I will always tell people, I have been going on with my business, you know, doing everything, you know, have this one truck mind and doing it. And it was not until I finally got up and say, you know what, I am not getting to where I want to go just by sitting here on a computer, building just the product and just being just this. I am going to have to travel. I'm going to have to get myself associated with people that are doing great things. And I made that decision and went to Washington, D.C., with 21 other entrepreneurs, and I was stripped. I'm literally stripped. Paul stripped me down like he drilled into me, and that was what opened so much for me and opened the door to greatness, opened the door to believing in myself and, you know, stop listening to other people. Not that I did listen mm-hmm. to anyone, but, you know, you'll hear people tell you, don't do it or give it up or why are you doing this? And so I never listened. If I listened to other people, I would not be having this conversation with anyone. And you can't teach mm-hmm. what you don't know. You can't give people advice about things that you don't know. So I know that Shashina shared that story with you, amazing story. I want you to tell people, Shashina, how they can reach you. Give them your Twitter page. You know, I know you have an association where women can start their own association, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe somebody's listening and want to get information and how they can be a part of your business to share that information.
Awesome. I love saying the word awesome. That's been my word for the last year, and I just carried it on to this year. But you can contact me. You go to my website, shashinagives.com. It's shashinagibbsgives.com. And my Facebook is Shashina Gives. Instagram and Twitter is also Shashina Gives. And I am a business strategist. I help women start and grow their businesses, primarily home-based businesses. And right now we're working more so with women who want to start membership communities and programs and e-courses. We're doing a telesummit this evening. Right after this show, I'm doing a telesummit tonight talking about how to start your own membership community and make money, like just make cash, right? So I know that's what you want to do. So I will share that link with Marie on her page, because it's really a long link. It wasn't a short link, but it's a long link. So I'm going to share it on her page so that you guys can get that information if you are following her. But if you want, you can find me again on Facebook at Shashina Gibbs, or Shashina Gibbs 22 is the Facebook link. And I'll have that information on the page, so you could just click the link and sign up. It's a 4-day telesummit, and today is my day, and it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to be sharing how you can start a membership community, your own membership network, and make some money from doing so. So it's like making money while you sleep. Once you set everything up and everything is flowing properly, people will join your community for which the benefits you have promoted. And you're making money. You don't need to be there. Then once they make that money just coming. It's coming, coming. So you want to be there on the show tonight. That's my most recent project. Also have an event coming up May 20th, the Regional Summit for Real Sisters Rising. So if you want to know more about that, you can also visit Real Sisters Rising on Facebook and contact me. I will reach back out to you, especially let me know that you heard me on the show tonight, so that way I can let Marie know what's going on, like that you, her fans, her friends, her community was really listening to us. We love stuff like that. We love feedback.
Yes. And that's the name of Shashina's organization. I don't know if we had mentioned it because we just jumped right into it. Real Sisters Rising. Love it. I love it. I love it. Yes. I love it. And her, again, she empowers women. And, you know, with this show, you know, it's not just about women. You know, Shashina happens to, you know, empower women because we feel as if you teach a man, you teach a man. You teach a woman, you change a generation. That's just the plain truth. So, you know, yeah. The bottom line is this is for all. I know we have men. I'm going to try and get some men in here because I know there are men out there, too, that want to jump in. They want to get into that business. They want to know how to do it. They want to know how to start. And just like women and just like a lot of people, they don't know how to start. You know, some of them are married. They have their wives. They have their children. They have kids in university. And they really don't know how to start. So this is just not just for women. So, gentlemen, if you're listening, you know, if you want to be a part of our show, yes,
it's primarily women, but we do work with men. And I have to say because a lot of the members have partnerships because it's a business association. So, a lot of our members are in partnerships with their spouse. So when they bring them to events or bring them to trainings, we celebrate them just as equally.
And yeah, we know the men. You know, yeah, there's a lot of men. I love Tania. Her husband is such a big supporter of everything that she does. And so you know, we know the men are there supporting the women. But you know, sometimes you know we have the men that have their vision too, and they want to bring that business that they have or that idea that they have to the forefront. So, you know, reach out to us. You know, I will get you on, and I will, you know, if you're interested, we can set something up and we can connect you with you with the people, because I'm telling you, I have some fabulous contacts here on Facebook, and they're both men. Trev Otis is giving some real nuggets, and Black CEO, he's just doing it. I'm loving it. I'm a part of it. And so, you know, if you're interested in being a part of all of this Mind Over Actuality, just send us an email, mindoveractuality.com. Right? So you can send it to info@mindoveractuality.com. We'll get your email. Or again, it's easy. Everybody know me as Tash Cosmetics. You can send an email to info@TashCosmetics or junesmith@TashCosmetics.com, and we will be sure to respond to your email. So anything else you want to drop before you leave, Shashina? Because it's always such an amazing pleasure speaking to you. So you can just say whatever you want to say to our audience. To our listeners.
Well, I just want to say, whoever's out there and you're listening and you know, you want to start something, you want to write a book, you want to start a business, you want to go to school, whatever it is you're doing, you know, go ahead and do it. If you mess up, it's okay. You just go back and figure out what was your mistake and how can you do it differently and get different results, you know. So I just encourage you to keep going, moving forward. And if you need help with anything, reach out to me. Reach out to June, and let us know what you need help with, where you working to go. And I know you hear me a lot of times when I start saying try, I change it, because when you try, you really don't really push yourself hard enough. You be like, oh, I try, but when you do it, and you see some type of result, it's like setting a goal. Like you say, I'm gonna make $100 extra this month. And you only make $80, right? That's good. That's great. Because if you didn't set that goal to make that $100, you probably wouldn't have made that $80.
Exactly.
So push yourself forward to keep going. And you figure out, like, okay, what did I do to make that $80? Let me do it 2 more times or double that, you know, so that way you can actually reach the goal that you achieve. But you just look at your mistakes that you make and work on not making them again.
Right.
Just do it greater and better. And like I said, once you do that, you might make another mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep making mistakes.
Yep.
You're going to keep making. I make mistakes all the time. And I put the cover over my head, and I figure it out. Like, okay, I start mapping it out in my head. I'm like, okay, what I do? Okay, what I got to do? All right, who I got to call? Who do I need on my team to make this happen? Because you can't do it all. Reach out to people. Let them know what you need help with what's your goals. And we have to make things happen. And guess what? If you're on this call and you're going through something like that and you did it, you took that step and you kept going forward, let her know so that way she can share with you. You know, you probably get on the show, let her know so we can celebrate you.
Right.
Everything is not a celebration just because you're on the Grammys. We want to celebrate you now.
Yes, locally we can do that. Well, thank you so much, Shashina. Thank you so much. I learned so much about you again this evening. See, I'm telling you, even though we talk, you know, all the other time, I learned so much more. And I just want to thank you for joining me this evening, sharing your information, inspiring. I know you inspired me, you know, and I know I'm going to be getting, you know, inbox messages, probably phone calls. I listen out for those emails. I respond to them. So thank you for being on our show. I know you have another show in 5 minutes. So,
yes.
You know, thank you. And, you know, join us again. Join us again.
Awesome. No problem. I love your shows. You know, this is home.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
lady.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow, that was wonderful. Thanks to Shashina again. This is Mind Over Actuality. We started the show because we had so many people. I had so many people that would ask me, how did you raise three boys? How did you do it? How did you, you know, the single mother? And I'm telling you, it was difficult. It was hard, but you have to hold on. You have to believe in yourself. You have to set goals for yourself. You have to have a clear vision of what is it that you want. Have a vision of where you see yourself. Stand in the mirror, look at yourself and say, I am going to be the best beautician. I'm going to be the best carpenter. I'm going to be the best chef. Tell yourself that. Work towards it. Ask questions. Align yourself with people that are already doing it. Go to conferences. Get a coach. Get a coach. Get a mentor. It's going to cost you, but guess what? That inspiration and motivation that you get from having a coach and a mentor is going to last you for a lifetime. I literally used the information that I got from my coach 3 years ago to actually give it to someone for free. I had someone that I sat with that I gave all that information that I had to pay for. I gave it to that person for free because, as Maya Angelou would say, when you learn, you must teach. And so I did that, and I'm so proud that I was able to offer that information to this lady, and she was grateful. But, you know, we have to be knowledgeable, and that's how you're going to align yourself with people that knows more than you, because when you do that, you don't have to go paying for what I learned. And then when you learn that, you're going to go learn something else that you can share with somebody else that they don't have to pay for. And so you pass it on as you go. So what cost me money, I gave it for free. And, you know, hopefully that she will pass that information on. You're going to find people that are wasting your time. You just have to just move on. You just have to just let them go. And you just have to just move on because, you know, for me, I do not have time for people who are out there just to waste my time. Zero. No tolerance. I'm done. So align yourself with people that have more information than you. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Get equipped. Get going. Change your thoughts. Change your mind. It changes your life. Okay? So thank you all for listening. We will be back, all being well, next week, same time, same place. Have a good evening.